For at least 8 hours a week and 1 weekend a month, volunteers train their dogs how to search for missing persons in all kinds of situations, from lost people to kidnappings to disaster recovery and cadaver searches. Greater Houston Search Dogs Chairman Tim Shuey says it can take up to 2 years for dogs and their handlers to be certified to assist law enforcement.
Okay, so this is Shadow.
Come here, Shadow.
The first thing we would do is check the dog for friendliness. You know, if the dog's going to let me pick the dog up or take the dog like this. And you can see this dog wanted to jump on me. So he obviously is not shy at all.
One difference between search dogs and police canines is the dogs Shuey works with must be people-friendly with no aggressive tendencies. Next, they try to figure out what motivates and focuses a dog. Some like to work for games, like retrieving balls. Others like to work for food.
Her attention may not be very good because she's a puppy. We're going to try and get it going, right?
With no hesitation, Shadow chases Shuey for the reward. The next step in training is to get them to use their noses.
And the way we do that is we start off the same way, same energetic, and then halfway through it, she's going to turn the dog around. Okay? And then I'm going to turn and go in opposite direction where he doesn't know. So he's going to go where he thinks, he should go where he thinks he saw me, but then his nose should tell him that I'm not there. Some dogs pick this up real quick. Some dogs, it takes a little bit.
The dogs are certified in different types of search techniques. One is called trailing, where the dog is given an article with the scent of a specific person to find.
You have a scent article, a piece of clothing, a toothbrush or something, and the dogs are typically follow the from footstep to footstep, or they'll be close to the actual trail of the person as they walked. Air scenting is more general. The dogs are trained to go out and find any human live scent.
When the dogs find a person, they let the handler know in one of two ways. One is to go back to the handler, who tends to trail a little ways behind a working dog, and lead them to the victim. The other way is for the dog to stay with the victim and continue to bark until their handler makes it to them. Along with the dogs, handlers have to be certified for searches.
Go to work. Come on. Let's get them.
This time, it's a practice run. The handlers are the dog's motivators also, getting just as excited when a search is completed, real or practice.
You get him? Tommy, where is he? Tommy, where is he? Oh, good girl! That's a good girl! Yeah! That's a good girl!
The Greater Houston Search Dogs offer support to law enforcement and respond to calls from official agencies. They average up to 20 calls a year for assistance and have traveled as far as Florida to help with last summer's hurricane recovery. Capella Tucker, Houston Public Radio News.
Good dog.